Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, Productivity Coach Robert Price. And today is a very special day. It is Mother's Day. So just want to take this moment to celebrate all of the phenomenal, wonderful moms out there in the world. You guys are simply amazing, and you guys truly make the world go round. So just want to say thank you to all of you for all you do. And I want to especially dedicate this episode to my mother. And the title of the episode is "The Most Important Lesson My Mother Ever Taught Me." So just thinking about Mother's Day, like, what could I say that would be really appropriate for the day, but also bring extraordinary value to the listeners? And it's funny, when you start thinking about most important lesson ever and things of that nature, it really gets you to focus in and lock in on truly, you know, if I look back over my life, like, what is it that my mother communicated to me through her actions, what she said, what she did? You know, what did she communicate to me that has given me an advantage in my life? Like, what has she given to me? And as I started to think about this, it became very clear to me what that lesson was that she taught me. And the lesson, simply put, is lead with trust. Lead with trust. And it's so funny because, you know, you hear people say, like, this thing about trust. Do you have suspicion before you trust? Or do you trust before you're given a reason, you know, to have suspicion? And my mom, she taught me to do the latter, right? To trust before I'm given a reason to have suspicion, right? So you still, you know, you still are responsible to be a judge of character, right? And in terms of, hey, someone shows you that they can't be trusted, right? That's, I think that's very different than leading with distrust, right? And I understand, like, some of us may have grown up in environments and grown up in households where this was taught in the opposite fashion. You don't trust before, you know, someone gives you a reason to trust, and even then, you still kind of have this barrier up, or this barrier warning that could go up at any time if one thing is off. And in that case, I think we end up really living a really disappointed, bitter life. Because even the people that prove themselves to be trustworthy, because we're leading with distrust so much, eventually they're going to do something that makes us revisit that boundary, that wall, and make us feel like, you know what, I can't really trust anyone. And, you know, I just think that's really disappointing in terms of me thinking about how much trust has blessed my life and my mindset as it relates to influencing people and building relationships, building healthy relationships with people. And so this lesson, I believe my mother indicated leading with trust in three different ways that she taught me. And I'm going to just really quickly mention those ways. So number one was smile. It's so funny when you're out, you know, it's hard to see it now, right? When we go out to a supermarket, right? Or just out in public, you know, pretty much everybody has their mask on, right? We're in this COVID pandemic, so you can't really see, you know, people's faces. But think about that moment when you're out, when you do have your, you know, we're able to walk around without our mask on, or even in times where maybe you've had unique interactions where someone hasn't had it. You go going for a walk in the, around your neighborhood or something like that, and you see someone and they smile. There, at that point, when someone smiles at you, at that point, you only think the best about that you only think the best about that person, because it's like the energy that they've given to you is positive. And now it doesn't matter what's going on in a person's life. You just assume the best about them because of the smile. I'm not saying you assume the best about them now you let your kids run with them or something like that. Please don't mistake what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, what that communicates. I always think that the most beautiful thing about people is their smile. Like, even people who struggle with trust and building relationship with others, when they smile, it's like, oh, that's it right there. Like, if you could find a way to live in that world or visit that world often, then I believe that one thing alone, just smiling, having a bright countenance, will change the dynamic of how you're able to attract people into your life. Think about if you're just in a conference room, you're looking around and you don't know anybody. You're at a conference out of state and you don't know anybody. And a person smiles at you as you're looking around. The thing that will probably happen for most of us is we will find a seat close to that person. Why? Because there's a level of warmth. There's a level of just healthy interaction that you pick up from this person just based on a smile. And again, that leads to, that's a lot of times is the first step to building, in some cases, lifelong relationships. This individual, there, I'm sure there's so many relationships that started with this person smiled at me. And I remember when I was younger, I often joke, I say my teeth, my two front teeth are the same size right now as they were when I was in second grade. So the kids used to always make fun of me. They would call me Bugs Bunny, you know, say I had big teeth and everything. And so for a while throughout my life, I was very conscious of my smile. Like I was very, and then later on in my life, I had a accident where I dove for a ball in a basketball game, and one of my front teeth got knocked back, and the nerve died, and it caused one of the teeth to be gray. So I've since had work done where got that tooth and whitened again. While this is very transparent, I guess that mothers bring this out of you, right? But I've gotten that together. But one thing I thought of is like people, and this is, and I've started to embrace this even when I had the gray tooth. And here's why. I remember when I would smile, a lot of times people would say, oh, wow, you have such a nice smile. You have such a wonderful smile. And I always used to remember thinking like, man, why don't I smile more often? And it came to me that I'm subconscious about it because of what the kid said to me when I was little. Plus, okay, got this great tooth. Jokes were made about that, you know. But then I'm like, I feel like the way I'm able to love people and impact people and create that first connection point to build relationship, it happens through my smile. So, and when I look at my mother's smile, she has one of the most beautiful smiles. So I'm like, I should just use what my mother gave to me to my advantage. So I just started smiling all over the place. And now if you know me, you know that is a go-to position for my face, right? Smiling. So much so that I joined the professional development group a few years ago now. And one of the first nicknames I got in that community was Smiles. We're on a video call in the mornings, and that was the name. And I have my mother to thank for that, because I embraced that lesson of her just, you know, just smiling. As you know, as a go-to move of mine. So that's the first way you can indicate trust. Just it's so simple, but it's a game changer. Smile. The second thing is to show genuine interest in others, right? Show genuine interest in others, and really by asking questions about them. And many of us have maybe heard about the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Carnegie. And this part, right, this part about asking questions, I'll put that book in the show notes, but this part about asking questions, it's so important. And I think of I'm thinking of a conversation I had with someone recently where, you know, I was reaching out to them based on just some leadership traits that others saw in them. And they communicated this to me. Hey, I see great leadership qualities in this person. And when they brought the person up, I just remember having really pleasant experiences with this person whenever I interacted with them. Once they showed the person's picture, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that person's great interactions. And I got on the call with this person, recently. And what do you know? I'm showing an interest in them, ask them about them. And they just start asking me question after question, but not like in a suspicious way, but just generally, how's your family doing? But like, what do you like to do? You know, just questions about me. And I'm like, it was in the middle of the conversation, I realized, oh, this is why this person stands out as a leader, because they just have a genuine interest in others. And it made me smile. And the person actually said, I hope I didn't ask too many questions, or I hope you don't feel like this conversation was wasted because I asked so many questions. And I ended up communicating to this person that because you asked all of these questions about me gave me a clear indication as to why I was prompted to call you in the first place. And so it definitely was a moment of encouragement for that person to keep doing that, showing that genuine interest in others. And so that was that's the second way you do it, by asking people questions about them. My mom is like, that's a go-to move for her, for people that she meets. And number three this is probably the most important element of this leading with trust, is assume the best of others. And I will never forget, my mom said this to me. She said almost these words verbatim. She said, assume the best in others because everyone has a story. I'm going to say that again. Assume the best in others because everyone has a story. It's so easy to hear a couple of lines from something, see a couple of things from something, and like jump to this conclusion of this person is negative or this person is bad because of this, that, or whatever. It's so easy to do that. Like, that's the normal thing I think that people do. I don't think most people in the world lead with trust. I think most people lead with suspicion. And, You know, because what do you hear on the news all day? It's typically bad news. There's not a whole lot of good news going on. So it's almost like we are wired to think in a way that is foundationally negative or suspicious, right? But when it comes to people, like building relationships with people and influencing people, if we assume the worst, people can tell what we assume about them, regardless of if we've ever said that thing. It's so strange. It's so weird that it's funny that people can know, okay, you're probably thinking negatively about me, because it causes you to do some things that communicate distrust. So for instance, you're probably not smiling at a person, right? If you're assuming the worst about them, that's one thing you're not doing. You're probably not asking them questions, right? And wanting to get to know them more and get to know what's important to them more. You're probably not doing that if you're assuming the worst. And then you're also assuming the worst. So you're doing all of the opposite things. And this is not, you know, deep information, but it may be information that you need to really think on and reflect on in your life. Like, hey, am I actually doing this? And so just to review, my mom taught me, the most important lesson my mom ever taught me was to lead with trust. Smile, show genuine interest in others, and assume the best of others. Why? Why? Because everyone has a story. Here's the boss move of the week. Here's what I want you to do. Wherever there is a gap between what happens and what you expect in your life, fill it with trust. I'm going to say that again. Wherever there is a gap between what happens and what you expect, fill it with trust. Think about it. Wouldn't you want people to do that with you? If you didn't return a call, if you didn't return an email, if you didn't show up some way, like if there was something you didn't do, especially if you were normally reliable, if you were normally a dependable person, right? Isn't that something you want people to do? When there's a gap of what they could make up about you, they make up the best thing they could make up about you versus the worst thing. Because here's the thing, if you make up the best thing and you find out the worst, you don't lose anything in that dynamic. Because number one, you trusted the person before they proved that they were not trustworthy. And so it just is what it is. You see that for what it is and then you move on. But if there's a situation, especially with your, you know, being at home with our families, with our spouses and children, more now than ever because of the quarantine, if there's something you assume the worst of, especially like your kid or something, and you find out that that is not the truth, there's like no worse feeling. When you assume the worst about your kid or your spouse and you find out, oh, they just did that because there was something they were looking out actually for us for. And now we have egg on our face because we made up this negative story about this person who was actually just looking out for us. And so, man, this is it's a heavy lesson, but it's Mother's Day. Mothers usually teach you, you know, those heavy lessons. So just remember that. throughout the week and really for the rest of your life. Wherever there's a gap between what happens and what you expect, fill it with trust. Smile, everyone. Remember, it's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you. You're the best. Everyone, have a productive week.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, visit robertprice.co. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of the show on Apple Podcasts or any other platform you listen to.